ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
She was like, I need to finish the tour. Like, she's so professional. I'm like, oh, for God's sake, we need to keep you alive.
If you grew up in the 80s in Australia, you probably grew up with Young Talent Time. It was a springboard for so much talent, and one of its biggest stars was Dani Minogue.
So here she comes for the last time on Young Talent Time as a team member, Danielle Minogue. Go, Danielle.
You were there for a long time too. Like, you started...
It felt like forever.
At the Johnny Young Talent School at 7.
And,
you know, when you're 10, you become a full-time cast member and you're there for 6 years. Like, that rarely happens these days, to have that kind of career from a very young age. And that's your childhood. Like, your brain's cooking during this period.
Yeah.
What was an average week like while you were on Young Talent Time and still living your life? Like, what did it actually look like?
So it was a big commitment for the family, and I, to this day, thank my brother, my sister, and my mum and dad for allowing me to do it, because those 6 years were intense. They're at school, they've got homework, they need meals cooked, and someone had to drive me. So we had no tutors, no drivers, no assistance in that way. So it was Monday would be vocal production recording, and sometimes we wouldn't finish till 10 o'clock.
At night.
Yeah, and obviously, it was on the other side of town, and then driving home. So I got very good at doing homework at lunchtime. If someone else was working on a song I wasn't needed, be like, okay, quick, let's finish homework. Tuesday I went and took a singing lesson. Wednesday you'd be off unless you had media to do. Thursday and Friday were dance rehearsals that would finish around 7 o'clock. Saturday at the studio from about 9 a.m. and get out after the show ended and then head home. So all those drop-offs and pickups, it's not really easy with a whole rest of a family that are trying to get schoolwork done and meals and stuff.
And are you still at school at this stage? Like, are you going to school as well as all of this?
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
We all were. We all went to regular schools. And, you know, when we had each other as, like, we felt like family, and our other siblings got to know their other siblings. So we all knew each other so well. And you could see the kids that were coming into rehearsals that were getting absolutely bullied and terrorized at school because they were on this TV show. And that was hard. You could see it was taking its toll. We had no mental health care support. It was just like, either tell your parent in the car driving home or don't, or we would talk to each other. But it's full on. I mean, you're going to come out of there stronger than anything or broken, right? Because there wasn't the workplace systems that we have these days in schools, in workplaces. You know, there's all a lot about mental health care. We were just doing it, and you're either strong enough or not.
What's your next song?
Next song is a really fun song. It's called Kids by Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue.
Ever heard of it? What a song. I love this song.
Yeah. It's such a good pop song. Robbie was like as big at the height of what he was doing. It was a great collab. A lot of fun collabs would come out of like the Brit Awards when they'd put unusual artists together, and it was that time. And this song still just, every time I hear it, I'm so excited and happy, and it's rocking. And she's normally so like wispy and sexy and soft, but it's like she brings it on this track. Me no bubblicious, me smoke heavy talk, me be grooving slowly where you are. No sapphire next to King, cause you're never coming back. I've been dropping beats since back in the back. Why did you pick this song today? This song is from such a pivotal time. My sister got sick with breast cancer. She was in the middle of a tour. And it was the worst time ever, but also the most magical. Like, it was bad, but good things came out of it. So I remember her being carried off stage and stuff. And it's and the way it affected so many other people, like the letters that they wrote to Kylie, we've still got. And in the process of getting her better, it was music that kept us going, and she was like, I need to finish the tour. Like, she's so professional. I'm like, oh, for God's sake, we need to keep you alive. Mm. And, yeah, like, we knew that was her goal, to get back and honour all of those tickets. Every single person kept the ticket until she got back on the stage. And when I would go and visit her when she was having chemo and very, very unwell, I would just, like, jump around to music with her, you know, to just get some good vibes happening. So cut forward to her being able to get back on stage. It was the homecoming tour. And she said, oh, will you jump on stage and sing Kids with Me? And I said, sure, I'd love to. And I love being strength for her, support for her, always side of stage and cheering her on. And we'd practice it all, and she'd started the show, and like nobody had said, like, it's this show or something. And then I remember Mum said to me, you know, Kylie's like wondering when you're going to jump on stage and sing that song with her. And I was like, I'm waiting for someone to ask me. I don't know what night she wants to do it. She goes, she really wants you up there. And so I get on stage and we perform this song together, and just us on stage, just in that strength. We do this thing at the end of the catwalk where we grab our hands and like lean back and spin. And we remember doing that as kids, like just on the grass with the sprinkler and stuff. So it was like, and then at the start of the song, we're at the top of the stairs and we do the daggiest. We'd go like this, and that's from the movie Grease with Olivia and John Travolta.
You're
doing
the one that I want. Yeah.
So it had all these references in there from all of our childhood, like, beautiful moments. The joy when we came out on stage from the audience was unbelievable. You could hear the roar, and it was, but we felt that the whole time, like, getting her better, we felt that their love and support was there.
Yeah.
Like, waves of it.
The lyrics to this, when you hear it as a single, you're like, okay, it's one thing, but when it's you and Kylie up on stage at that first show, the kids are all right and you're doing all of those dances.
You're going to make me cry again.
But it takes on a different weight, right? Like,
yeah, and that was us doing our kids' moves. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's,
yeah. But isn't music amazing how it can give you strength, take you straight back to a moment where you're there, like you hear those beats and boom.
That was such an incredible and powerful moment in a beautiful conversation with Dani Minogue. That was a Take 5 you can listen to in full here on the podcast and see on the Take 5 series on ABC iView. It's one of my all-time faves. I'll pop a link to both of them in the show notes for you.
Double J has the best music to soundtrack your summer. Whether you're in the car, relaxing at home, catching up with friends, or working through, you can take Double J with you on the ABC Listen app. Stream Double J live or check out brilliant classic albums, special episodes of the Take 5 podcast, exclusive live concerts, and heaps more. Double J and more great music for summer is on the ABC Listen app.